Shmaitzah Shir Monday night, or Leyud Gimel Shvat. So your kapara is going to be that Wednesday night. You're going to bring us a fruit platter.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, but you can't afford it. So here's money.
Okay. No, but that's not
really
fair.
No, but you have to do the tircha.
Okay, but I'll.
And it should have a heksha. Don't go to these stores that sell fruit platters.
No, really, they say like, oh, everything by news bedatz. He means a real two dot.
No, I'll get stuff. Just
or a stamp on it.
I'm not going to pay them to just put it on a plate.
Presentation costs money. Weissmandel charges choshev money, but he makes a choshev. But besides the good food, his wife makes a choshev presentation. They know, you know, do it. So anyway,
you pick these things out.
That's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You pick these things out. You're also being judged, though, if you're an Amharic. You got to make sure there's no.
Everybody's so excited. Everybody's so excited. That Tu B'Shvat's on a Thursday.
Oh, right.
Everybody's excited. You know, when these things come, like Bomer of Tubish, I come down on a Monday or Thursday, everybody's happy.
Right.
Tachna, tachna. You daven svard? Oh, because if you daven svard, you don't care that much. It's anyway two paragraphs less. Shmaitza Shir. Did this get recorded for posterity? Shmaitzah Shir Wednesday to Monday night, or the Yud Gimel Shvat. We're in Shmaitzah Vav, and we're in the middle of. This is going to get even more, I don't know, complicated or weird. I don't know what to call it. So he has the Marachash's.
I'm having a hard time.
It's complicated. It's not complicated. It's complicated. It's not deep. Chas v'shalom. I mean, it's not. It's just complicated, like playing checkers, you know. It's not chess, it's checkers, but sometimes checkers also get very complicated. I don't know if I should say that, maybe it's not nice. I ask Mechila. So the Marachash brings a raya, they ask Sakasha. Yeah, very strange Gemara in Yevamos that has this posuk that it learns out, and it's called Dathno. It's Lashon HaGemara. It means you force the Kayan. You force the Kayan to live up to his kedusha. That's all, and you learn it out from Bekidashto. And now the Gemara is like searching for the case that the pasuk's talking
what
about.
What word is that? Just
Dafno is a Gemara word. It means to force him. I'm not familiar with the shorish of the word. But this is the only place I know in Shas like that the Gemara uses this word that means force him. Usually it would say kofehu. Okay, so it's very funny, and the Gemara says, "Kidashli," and then the Gemara says, "Looking for the case, like it could be anything. Like if he's eating chazo, you know, if he's so the Gemara says, look, if he marries a woman, that's all. If he's doing a blatant isser, that can't be what it's talking about, right? And so the Gemara ends up saying." Yeah. So the Marachash's kashi is the Hiksha HaMarachash, Lashitos HaRamban Barashba, that it's that one against one, the woman who says borily that he's dead cannot marry the aid that says he's dead, because Eidechal Bakashalaf Klumhu, so it's like. So there's a Cheskosation this. We don't know that he died. So the Ramban and Rashba hold, unlike the Rambam, that we would not allow the woman to marry the A that says Bori Li. And the woman's also saying Bori Li. So he asks Akasha, when the Gemara is searching for a case, so the Gemara is dealing with such cases. The Gemara suggests that it's talking about Trey to Trey. If a woman's husband died and she got married to a Kayan. So the Gemara says, what's. Okay, the Gemara then runs with that ball and says, okay, what's the case? If she got married, Stamazoi, so, and she didn't even say Bori, she didn't know, and the person she married didn't know, and it's just Trey or Trey, so that you don't need a Pasuk of the Kidashto to say you force, it's Safik derives from the Chumrah, you don't let her marry the aid. You don't let her marry, not the aid, she's married to a Kayan, and it's Trey or Trey, so you don't let them be married, you don't need a Pasuk for that scenario. So the Gemara says it's talking about she married one of the two Edim, that said mace, and she's bari, and we force him to give a get. Nachman pointed out the other day, it wouldn't make really sense to force him to give a get because monotra. So you would force him to be motziha. Wouldn't make sense to force him to give a get because you're saying her husband's alive. Even though we'll say later, okay, we'll see. So we'll see later that maybe everybody's motzi the husband's death now. Makoponim, Rav said,
Rav said there's two different types of metziasis.
No, everybody's motzi. We'll see later the case. Okay, but you're right. Pashas, you're right. So now the Gemara asks it as a kasha on Rav, who says that in this very scenario of trey, and the woman says bori, and she marries an aid that says mace. So Rav says she could stay married. So the Gemara has a kasha from this, because this seems to be the case of Daphno. That's how I'm going to refer to it as. That's Lashon HaGemara. We would force him to be Motziha. So it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara answers, it's a kahuna shiny. And we'll see about that later. Because the Gemara, we're dealing with an Isser Eishes Ish. And there's no reason rationally why it should be limited to a Kohen. But that's what the Gemara answers, it's a kahuna shiny. The Adarab, Rav's right, but we're more machmer on Kohanim. So Rav's right, but Rav's not right when it's a Kaya. The Gemara seems to be answering. The Gemara is saying that the Edim came, she got married. Okay, the Gemara says, gives another teretz, that it's talking about that Rav's moda, that if she got married after it was trey or trey, you don't let her stay married. And Rav's scenario is that she got married beheter, and then Edim came that said lo mes. So lo teitzei me hetera harishon. She doesn't have to be yotzei from the heter. But the Vikidashto could be talking about it trey or trey, and then she got married, and Rav would be moda in such a case. The talks about it's machlekes tanoim, such a scenario. Okay, the Marchash now comes along and says, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so the Gemara has a good teretz. The Gemara has a different teretz it could have said. This is what the Marchash says. That according to the Ramban and the Rashba, the Gemara could have said it's talking about one against one. And she is saying bari, and she married the aide that says mace. But we don't let them stay married, and that's Taka, the Ramban and the Rashba's din, and it's sort of. But that you need a pasuk for, you know. The Ramban doesn't even hold like that even today. He doesn't hold like that. So certainly, it's legitimate to say that the Ramban and the Rashba would be okay saying that you learned that out from the pasuk. So the Marachai says, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, why didn't the Gemara answer that that's the case? That is called the Marachash's kasha. According to Ramban and Rashba, the Gemara could have said this as a case, and it would have answered the whole Shakla Vitaria with Rav, who's talking about Trey and Trey. The Gemara could have said it's this case with Chad V'Chad.
It's
Svar, it's all Svar. You learn out from the Pasuk that you make leave a husband. Okay, it would turn out that the Ramban and Rashba are not a Svar, it's learned out from the Pasuk. That we can live with, apparently. The Marchash wants to know why you could theoretically answer, because according to the Ramban and the Rashba, you don't need a pasuk for that case either. Okay, but he didn't think so. Okay, that would be legitimate. Other Rabbi, he asked for as a kasha on the Ramban and the Rashba. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Now the Shmaitz is going to answer this question, and it's going to have to do with what he said. That in Eid Echad's Neman to say that a woman is a grusha, to passel a woman from kahuna. Right? That's why he brought this in. Because the Shmaitzer says that to say a man is a passel a kayan is a question of yuchsin, and that needs two aidim. But to say a woman is passel to kahuna is a question of isavahadda, like saying a piece of meat is chelev or whatever it is. So, an Eid Echad is good. Okay. So we shift back to okay. Now, so first he goes back to the Marchash. That's what we're up to in the text of the Shmaitz. About an Eid Echad's Neman to say that a woman is possible to Kahuna, the Yashiv Kush Yuzu of the Marchash. V'hu. The vada i'ef shalomar b'chad neged chad. Certainly, the Marchash couldn't have meant that the case would be that two Edom came, that Alpiho Eid, Venetius Alpiho Eid Shomar Meis, that the first one Eid came and said Meis Bailo, and she got married, because that's legitimate. And then a second Eid came and said Lo Meis Bailo. That certainly nobody holds that you, there's not a chiddush to say, nobody holds you make her leave, and it's not even a chiddush to say you let her stay. That's the regular din of Kamokom Shemina Torei Lecha Rakan Shnayim. If an aide with a special nemonis comes and says something, and we paskin, they'll be the aide already. And she got married, I'll be the aide. And then the other aide comes and says, Lo Meis, we ignore the second aide. That's not the case. We have the rule Areu Kishnayim, so that's certainly not the case, says the Shmaitzer. The Torah Lomar, so the Marchash is talking about, when the Marchash says, let's say the case is a case of Chad against Chad, and the woman saying Bari married the aide saying Bari, that the husband died, is talking about that they came at the same time. But Asakas, one said Mace, one said Lo Mace, and she got married to the aide that said Mace. Okay. Now the Shmaitzer is saying, and it's also not talking about that they're arguing about now, and it's a question of Eishes Ish. Because then it doesn't make any sense that we would address a Kohen. Because why would we address a Kohen? This is something that's relevant to everybody. She's an Eishes Ish. So the Shmaitzer now on his own says that in the Marchash, like, that the scenario is Avada, everybody's moider that he's dead now. And now it's not a question of Eishes Ish. The question is, when did he die? That's what they're arguing about. One says he died after she got married to the Kohen, and Mamela she's Osir, because she became a Zona. Right? He was boiling Eishes Ish. And now the husband's dead. So she's a Zona. That's one of the definitions of a Zona. So that's already an Issa Kahuna. So one aide saying there's an Issa Zona, and the other aide is saying that the husband died before she got married to him, and she's not a Zona. So that would be the scenario. The Chaynami Tzorach Leim Shachshav Loida Devadai Meis Avaloyadin and the Meis Kedem Shenisus Acharkei. Why? Because now they're arguing about if this woman is a Zona. Now you're starting to see how the Shmaitzer is going to become relevant. Because now they're talking about, is the woman a Zona and is she also Tekuna? The Imlokein, because if it's not talking about if he's alive now or not, it wouldn't make any sense that the pasuk is addressing Vikidashto as a Kohen. Okay? If you medayik in Rashi there in the Gemara, but if you're maskal elok ki aygavnu denise is tchila lechad meheidel v'achakach bo oedem sho yachai ba'oysa sho, Rashi says. Not that he's alive now, but sho yachai ba'oysa sho, when he married her. And we're talking about being megarisha because of the suffix zayna. Because one aide saying he was alive at the time, and one aide saying he was already dead when she got married. So, to sum up, the Marchash's question is okay, that the Gemara should have said that the case of Daphno, the case of forcing the Kohen to accept his Kedusha responsibilities, is where she got married, and then two Edom came that were makhish each other. One said the husband was alive when she got married, and she's a Zona, and one saying the husband was dead when she got married, and she's not a Zona. Right, but that's also the Ramban scenario, Rashba and Ramban scenario, because that's Eidechot Bak Kasha. She's saying she knows for sure. She's married to the aide that said he knows for sure. And therefore, let the Gemara say that that's the case. If even the Mairi Baal Korcha, the Oifen, the Leker, Isser, Eishasir, Shal, Isser, Kuna, Greda, the Hatoni, Daphno, Vuhu, Kohen, Al Korcha, the Leker, Isser, Eishasir, fine. With the Fimash, Pasavti, Vishem, Aramba. So now he's going to answer the Marchash's Kasha, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, why did the Gemara say this scenario? But first, he whittled down that we understand what the scenario is. The scenario is that there's two Edom arguing about whether or not she's a Zona. And she's marrying, and she's saying Vaday not, and she's marrying the one that's saying Vaday not. And according to the Ramban and the Rashba, let that be the Ukimta of the Pasuk. Very nice. Ulafi Mashekel Safti, B'Shem HaRambam. But according to what I said, based on the Rambam, the Meir Al Isha Shehi Zona, that she's posted to a coin named Zemishim Dovishim Erva, that needs two Edom. Now he says something which, I don't know, he says it very matter of factly. I said, oh, I didn't know that. Now let's say you talk about Takan Isser. Let's say you have a Vaday Kol Sha'oma Borili the Shuman Hu Mutal Didei. I said, wow, that's a Chiddush. In other words, when we assume that Bezdin would never let her marry a Suffolk, that only because of Cheskes Eishes Ish. But if you have a piece of meat that it's a Suffolk, if it's Caleb or Shuman, Bezdin doesn't know. So Suffolk writes on the Chumrah, but there's no Chazoka. See, here it was a Cheskes Eishes Ish. So if they don't know, they have to treat it like an Eishes Ish. But let's say you have a case where you don't know if it's Osir or not. And a person moseys along and says, I know it's Mutter, hand it over. So Bezdin lets him, they can't touch him. He says he knows, we don't know. The reason we assume that's not the case by the woman is because of the Cheskes Eishes Ish, that's what I realize. Otherwise, if Bezdin doesn't know if something's Osir or Mutter, so you should excuse the expression, they have to keep the mouth shut. Someone wants, comes along and says, that's okay, I know it's Mutter, fine, boom. Im ken yesh lomar, even if an aide would come and say, I know it's Chelev, but a Nechot Bahakhosha in such a case certainly would be Loy Klum. And he would be able to eat it. Keep it the Baldover Toyan Bori Shumutter, Vaday Mutto Lechol, Lizesh Oma Bori Li. Because Gaidim Yesh Eidechot, Shemeyat Gedvorov, Shehu Mutter. So, like the Ramban and Rashba, something's wrong here, he says. Let's take the Ramban and Rashba case in a piece of chelav. Chad against chad. One aide says, I know, we don't know what it is. One aide says it's chelav, one aide says it's shuman. And a person comes along and says, I know it's shuman. Of course we would let him eat it, says the Shmaitzer. The Ramban and Rashba would never say in such a case we don't let him eat it. Because if we don't know, and there's no chazaka, that's what he's going to say. In the case of Chelev and Shuman, if we don't know, and if someone comes along and says, I know it's okay. So even if someone comes along and says, I say it's not okay, but we let the person that says it's okay eating it. Koshkate if there's someone else that says, like him, it's okay. So that can't be the Rashman. So something's wrong here. How can the Rashman and the Ramban say what they say? It doesn't make sense. And Chelev would certainly be Mutter, says the Shmaitzum Svara. So I would have said they only say it when there's a Cheskes Eishes Ish. Shmaita doesn't say that. He says it when Ela B'Dovashe Be'erva. They only say it by a Dovashe Be'erva because Be'ikar Adin it needs two Eidim. Lo'imahani Ela Shnei Eidim. Ve'idechot Ba'chot. But Rabbanan decided to believe in Eidechot. I mean, there is a Cheskes Eishes Ish. That's why it's a Dovashe Be'erva. Chachamim decided to believe one aid. So they say, okay, but Beinechot Ba'akosha is Loiklum, so we're left with a woman with a Cheskes Eishes Ish. He puts it out, Dabashim Erem, Beinechot Ba'akum, and Mimkein Havali 8 command the lesser, Choshehu command the lesser, her aid, her oimim mace, and came Vadi loim heavenly loim mace, but her is Baldover. The Gabi Dabashim Erem, boy Shnayim. When Chazal decided to believe in Eidechot, that's an Eidechot that's not Nistar from a different Eidechot. I will call the Makhishulei, Reu Commander Lesa. So it's back to the din that you need two Eidim, and Mishamochi Teitze. He granted does not stress the Chazoka aspect. Aval b'isa kahuna, but if you're talking about if she's a zona, then b'zeh b'shem tov b'shem erva. That's the shmaitul shitaso. Elam b'shem b'isa greida. And in this sort of you believe the Baldova. We don't know. And the Baldova, someone comes along and says, I know it's Mutta, so you let him eat it. The Chol Shanisa is Lechon Me'edeo, the Yoidan, the Lesbo, Issu Zoyna Mehemni. The Yerechon Emin Bitsurin, Afilu Kneged Chazov, the Chomer Shikot of Hashar, the Lassa Ramba. Vinu Abalbo Isha, she Yoidan, the Lesbo, Issu Zoyna, Bailim Mehemni. He says the Baldover, someone, I don't know, maybe only the owner, I don't know. The woman is the Baldover. She's the owner of a piece of meat. We don't know if it's kosher or treif. The woman's coming along and saying, I know I'm kosher. And I'm going to marry someone who knows I'm kosher. Nobody would hold me stop then. The Ramban and Rashba are only talking, this is the Shmaitz's Chiddush. He says, when you bet somebody two Eidim, the Chazal decided to believe in Eid Echad. So Eid Echad, but if he's Bahak Chosha, so love Klum Hu, so we revert back to needing two Eidim. So you don't let a woman go get married if you need two Eidim to say she's wanted to get married. But Gabini Yisu Zona, he's saying that the Marcha, he's answering the Marchash's Kasha. Marchash's Kasha is based on that the Gemara should have said the Rashba and Ramban's Din to explain the pasuk. The Shmaitzer then maneuvers that the case that it would have said is a case of saying a woman's a zona, not she's an Eishes Ish. But then it wouldn't make sense to limit it to a Kohen. So it's talking about their argument is whether or not she's a zona. So says the Shmaitzer, if so,
I'm not
a zona. That's the Shmaitzer.
I can't.
Hello? I cannot talk to you now. Call me back in starting 15 minutes from now. I'm sorry. Bye. So he says, look, so he maneuvers that the case of Zon. And then he says, also, now I have a terrace to the Marchash's Kasha. Because the Ramban and Rashba would not say their din by a regular Isser. So let's take a by a regular iser the hetter, chaylev, shuman, zona to a kohen. So if the baldover says, if we don't know what it is, and the baldover says he does know what it is, we're going to let him eat it, even if a different eidechad comes along and says it's osir. That's what the Shmaitzer says. Even if an eidechad comes along and says it's osir, but he's also an eidechad. He's the baldover. We don't know for sure. So we let him eat it. And so we would let him get married to the aide that says he also knows that the Baal died. The Ramban and Rashba Shita is only when you bet somebody two aides. And the Chazal decided to believe one aide. And then that aide echad is aide echad b'hakosha. So then you say aide echad b'hakosha lav kumhu. We revert back to needing two aides. So how can we let the woman herself marry the aid, even if they both say mays, we don't have two aidim. We have the Adoba Shabarah, but that needs two aidim. But they wouldn't say their din, says the Shmaitzer, in a case of Isurin, where Besam and Eidechot's Nemot, right?
Yeah.
So now, and there's an Eidechot Bahakosha. But the Baldova that says, I know it's okay, we're going to let him eat it. Why not? We're not going to mix in. It's a suffix. We don't know. The Baldova is saying it's okay. Why won't we mix in the Ramban and Rashba's case? Because there really you need two aidim. You don't have two aidim. Right.
Because Matzima says dinner
right.
Right. And the Baldova is like an
Eidechah. Right. So the woman is a Baldova and she's saying she knows it's okay.
Baldova is not worse than an Eidechah.
Right.
Yeah, so if it's an Eidechah. Then the Baal never works.
You don't need. Ein Eidechot Nemel Lahakish HaBailam. If the Bailam says he knows it's good, we let him eat it. Not if we would know it's good. But remember, we don't know.
Is there no tzad that there's more
nemonis
because it's the
Baal?
Didn't we talk about that earlier in the
Shema? There's ground even more nemonis to the Baal. Right, that's even better.
Right.
Right. That's why the Gemara couldn't have said that case. Chochai Gavno, because then we would be forced to say it's talking about Zono. Chochai Gavno, Sheinu El Iser Kahuno, to whom Yitzhara say, Lecha Nemen B'Yisurin, Afilu Neged Chazoka, and Kain Inu Mehemen B'Yisurin. Afilu Eilechot Makhish. So how could the Gemara wouldn't have said that? Because we do let them get married. So that's the Shmaitzus Teretz of the Marchashus Kasha. That since he maneuvered the Gemara into talking about a question of Zona or not, not a question of Eishus Ish or not, because then the Gemara wouldn't limit it to a Kohen. It would be ridiculous to limit it to a Kohen. So therefore, Erechon Nemen B'Yisurin. So the Ramban and Rashi wouldn't say they're dead by Erechon Nemen B'Yisurin. That's what his chiddush is. The Ramban and Rashi would agree that if the one eight says it's chelav and one eight says it's shuman, and the baldover comes along and says I know it's shuman, of course we let him eat it, even without the eidachot saying it's shuman. The baldovers are the eidachot. Omnam kasha li. Let's see if we can finish the perek. If he does, so that's his teretz of the marchashas kasha. He's doing a lot of things here. He's saying the Gemara is not talking about the Yisra Eishasish. He has a raya from Rashi, because Rashi says, Chai Hoya Ba'isa Shah. We're not talking about now, we're talking about then, if she became a Zoyna. And then he assumes, and he says, I mean, it makes sense, but that's what his chiddush is, that the Ramban and Rashi wouldn't say they're din by Yisura. Omnam Kashuli Lefidas Rambam, the Mayan Alisha Shehi Zoyna Grusha Dinamon. Right, that's my yisod. Says the Shmai Tohod, it's not a parakoimer. If a father says kidashti of biti, or he says kidashti of a geirashti, because he katano, already katano, she's still a katano now. So he nemon, and she's possible from kahuna. Kidashti of a geirashti, because she katano, but now she's a gedolos, so there's no biyodo, ain't no nemon. He's not Nemun. He can't. The Torah didn't believe the father only when she's a Ketanu and a Naira. But now she's a Bogeris. This base of a Nisiha, Ben Shei Ketanu, Ben Shei Gedolah, ain't a Nemun. He has no special Nemunus. But now the Shmaita says, Ramayan Unemun Leiman Nishbase. That's regular Isser. He's saying she's also to Kahuna. He should be like a regular Eidechot. Ramayan Unemun Leiman Nishbase. Lead Rachman Aloy Hemne. With a special nemonus, elementaris nesuin, to say he married a ruach, but logora mi'edeka da'alma, the nemon afilu isha mafikaro bi'isurin. So, the Gemara punk picked the case where he says she was nishmis, he's not nemotasara to kahuna, so the Shmaitzer, you're right, he doesn't have a special nemonus of a father, but edeka da'alma bi'isurin. Ve'ein loyma demari b'makhishtoi v'avalei erechot v'hakhosho kivin the baile makhishi the teinach gedola shkivi makhishim ketano ma'ikal ma'imar to ketano lo yodem nishmeis v'yoyde b'asholo shem b'asarba v'midim ashoshim b'mili dekodom v'tzorechi yon ko'eis. Punk, the Mishnah gives this case as a case where the father, so you could say the Mishnah being the father has no special name on us. I would say the Mishnah means, I was going to say the Mishnah means the father of those special emunos, but he's talking them like an eidechot. But then I realized, well, what's the difference? Because according to the Rambam, when the eidechot's nemon, you then get malchus. Thing, but the Shmaitzer grabbed the hold. You need 30 days. But the Lamaisa, you don't get malchus even when the father has a special nemonus. I mean, maybe the machlekes Rav and Ravasi. At least then it would be a machlekes amoiroim if the father had a special nemonus, whether you give a malchus. So the Mishnah say, but then the Mishnah is machlekes amoiroim. The Mishnah has to fit with everybody. I was going to say maybe the Mishnah is saying he taka has a nemonus of an eidechot, but based on that you don't get malchus if it's not 30 days. If we accept the Shmaitzer's chiddush, then when the Rambam says you get malchus based on the eidus of an eidechot, if only if it's huchzak for 30 days. But then I realized that doesn't wash, because even if he had a special nemonos, you wouldn't get malchus according to Rav. The Mishnah has to stim with everybody. It's Machlekes Rav and Ravasi whether you would get Malkus with the father's special Nemanus. So it's not a good teretz. So I'll look, I'll look tomorrow if there's people that answer the Shmaitz's kasha.
Well, it has to be according to everybody.
It's a Mishnah. Mishnah has to fit with everybody. The Mishnah has to fit with everybody. You wouldn't say that if your name would be Rav.
It's pretty tricky.